All right, good morning. We're doing our teaching. This is End Time Shofar, End Time Bible Prophecy podcast. Our teaching today will be Satan, Fallen Stars from Heaven, and the End Times, with the subtopic of when the heavens will be shaken. So getting ready to go into our lesson. We'll keep it short. I don't think it'll be very long, but I think it'll be very informative. So we're looking at what's going on in current world. Last weekend in Massachusetts, in Boston, Massachusetts, you had SatanCon taking place. People who attended, they stated that it was thousands of people attending this event, praising and giving honor to the God of this world, Satan. But they're in for a rude awakening, and we're going to examine what Jesus stated about the heavens being shaken. So let's go ahead and get into our scriptures. First of all, when we look at Mark chapter 13, and we're going to take a look at verse 13 through 25. It says, "And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in the heavens shall be shaken." When we also look at the Gospel of Matthew, and we're going to take a look at chapter 24 and verse 29. And it says, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken." So in essence, this is Jesus talking, and he's talking about stars falling, the heavens being shaken. Now, you've had a lot of Western end time Bible prophecy teachers try to make reference where stars are falling, and they try to call stars meteors, and this is a sign of times. But we're going to really get into what really is being referenced as stars from a biblical point of view, and also from Hebraic Near Eastern point of view when it's talking about this. So when we look at Luke chapter 21, verse 25 through 26, and it says, "And there will be signs in the sun and in the moons and in the stars and on the earth, distress of nations, the perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken." So when you see a lot of these things, what Jesus is referencing is, he's talking about signs within the sun, the moon, and the stars, and the distress upon nations, and the perplexity, that when men begin to see these things, their hearts will begin to fail them. So when we look at the book of Revelation, when things, the seals are being opened and the judgment and things that are occurring, it's going to really send the nations in perplexity. Those who don't love God and don't know God's word are going to be freaked out by some of the things that they're seeing, because God has withheld a lot of things, even though that there is actual evil in this world that's taking place. You have principalities and rulers of darkness that rule over nations, and which Paul talks about in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, which rule these nations, which also goes back to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 8, how he appointed the sons of God, which is talking about angelic beings, highly intelligent, that rule over these nations that are the principalities and powers of darkness that rule over the nations that are behind the actual kings, the actual physical or human kings operating behind the scenes. These beings are the grand puppet masters of this world and the hierarchy of Satan's satanic army is they're like his field generals that are operating in this world because he is the prince and power of the air, and he is also the god of this world. So here, when you start to see some of the imagery in the book of Revelation, some people think it's symbolic, but you're seeing like some of these demonic creatures that are unleashed from the abyss. And then also when Satan and the third, I'm getting ahead of myself, the third of the angels are fallen angels are finally kicked out of the heavenlies. There's going to be things that you see on some of these horror movies and just some of these sci-fi movies when you see these beings fully manifest themselves, that's going to really freak out and stretch the human mind. So when we go on, because the perplexity of the nations will be occurring because of the shaking. So when we get to stars, let's look at how stars are defined. You see stars, see the word kokbim, which is heavenly hosts are referred to as heavenly ones or stars or kobim. When we look at Isaiah, the great late Dr. Michael Heiser, some of his research have this to say about Isaiah chapter 14. He says, Isaiah 14 draws a tale of divine rebellion, the present Ugarit text, which the gods of El's council are referred to as assembly of stars. So when you're seeing different scriptures and when you're seeing reference to stars, always talking about literal stars that you see in the sky and that you're looking at on a telescope. So it's talking about heavenly or angelic beings, either good or bad, which we get the context. We look at stars being viewed from a Near Eastern motif. We look at the writings of Carmen Palmer in her book, Dead Sea Scrolls, Revise and Repeat New Methods. She states, Daniel 8 commentary in chapter 8 is a Near Eastern motif that stars are gods or angelic beings. And while the astral host can be cast as either for or against God of Israel or Yahweh. So in essence, these stars can either be for the Lord or against the Lord. Those that are against the Lord are those angelic beings who followed Lucifer in his rebellion. So when we look at even reference scripture of Job chapter 38, verse 7, it says, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. So this is in context to what Palmer is stating, that stars are gods, are angelic beings, are part of the astral host. So we have to look in, when we're studying scriptures, you have to know it from the context of what scriptures are being, what's being said and what's being taught. Now, when you look at Daniel chapter 8. We're going to look at Daniel chapter 8, verse 10. We're going to look at Judges chapter 5, verse 20, in context of what we just explained, what Palmer was talking about, how the astral hosts are can be seen as stars from a Near Eastern motif. So when we look at Daniel 8 and 10, which is a very interesting chapter within itself, it says, "And it grew up to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the hosts, some of the stars to the ground, and trampled them." So here we see where Daniel's using, he's associating the host of heaven, some of the hosts of heaven being cast down. And then also he associates stars. So we see the connection. When we look at Judges chapter 5, verse 20, it says, "They fought from the heavens, the stars from their courses fought against Caesarea." So when we see in the book of Judges, it's just not a natural war that's just taking place. There's war that's taking place in the heavenlies, which Paul discusses again when we're looking at Ephesians chapter 6, especially when we focus on verse 12, that there's not just a physical war that's taking place, but there's a spiritual war that's also taking place. So this is telling you in regards to what stars are actually are from a biblical Near Eastern point of view. We have to be Bible students, and we have to get to a point that we try to rightfully divide the word of God. All right. So we move on. So when you start seeing all this imagery within the book of Revelation, you see stars falling. In some popular Bible prophecy teachers or people that are Christian authors that write these books try to associate these stars as meteorites. Meteorite is a meteorite, a star is a star. Even if you look at in between the two, a natural star is bigger than planet. So if a star was to hit this planet, it would utterly destroy. So what it's giving reference of when you start to begin to kind of understand from a Jewish or Hebrew point of view or Near Eastern point of view, when you're studying the Bible, especially the book of Revelation, you can begin to read it in context. We see in Revelation chapter 6, verse 13, it says, "The stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a windy or a mighty wind." We look at Revelation chapter 8, verse 11. It says, "The name of the star is Wormwood, and the third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter." So we've taught this in the past, talking about debunking wormwood, where individuals who've written books and have taught that wormwood is actually a meteorite. When it's given reference to a star, again, it's talking about heavenly beings, falling stars that are falling from the heavens. Also, too, when we look at the book of Revelation, which we've done teachings in context of how it mirrors a lot of the plagues that occurred in Exodus when the children of Israel were slaves to Egypt. There's a lot of symbolism, other things that are types and shadows that take place, the kind of studying. And also too, when you're looking at prophecy from a Jewish point of view, a lot of things are a pattern that takes place. So then again, here we see stars actually falling. Again, the main theme we see in other scriptures within the book of Revelation, In regards to fallen stars, Revelation 8 and 10, it says, and a third of the angels sounded, and a third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of the waters. Revelation 9 and 1 says, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. So obviously this Revelation 9, the star falls and it opens up the bottomless pit. The person that's over the bottomless pit, or this angelic being that's over the bottomless pit, is named, several names, is Apollyon or Abaddon, which opens up the abyss. So you see all these beings that have been concealed and been imprisoned for many thousands of years are released upon the earth, which is also a judgment that takes place upon unbelieving, rebellious mankind that's taking place during this time, during the great, as we say, the great tribulation that's taking place. We look at Revelation chapter 12, verse 3 through 4. It says, and another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns and seven diadems on his head. And his tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. So here you see in context that this dragon, which you read further on into the chapter of Revelation 12, is Satan, which is that serpent of old, is now we see as a full-blown dragon. He draws a third of the stars from heaven and they're thrown to the earth. So this isn't just, it's not talking about, again, looking through a telescope, seeing actual stars. It's talking about angelic beings or the astral hosts, fallen astral hosts are thrown to the earth. So that's why even when you're seeing a more escalation of these unidentified flying objects taking place, other things and all, people, some Bible prophecy scholars in that aspect may have it right that Satan is really prepping people when these angelic hosts no longer have access to the heavenlies, will try to pose themselves as these aliens these alien saviors who come from a far off distance, who've been monitoring mankind to take them to the next leap of evolution, to evolve, further evolve into being more than being as gods, which goes back to Genesis chapter 3. One of the things, two lies that he told was, you should never die and ye should be as gods. So when they no longer come in full view and you're seeing these beings coming down, descending up on the earth, they're gonna, one of the methods they're gonna use is deception. And the other thing is that their true nature, they'll be very deceptive, but the bottom line is that they hate humanity. So you have people, which I mentioned earlier, when I started this, you have people celebrating Satan at SatanCon, and then you have people like Lil Nas and Lil Lucifer and all these other people that are in hip hop music, that are praising and honoring Satan and all. When he hits this earth and his cohorts hit this earth, it's going to be hell, literal hell on earth that takes place. So people think, or people that are into Luciferianism or Satanism have a key phrase. It's better not to rule. I'm paraphrasing. It's better not to rule in heaven, but rule in hell with Satan. You're not going to be ruling anything. That's the main thing, is at the very end of it, these folks are going to be deceived. So we see in Revelation 12, verse 7 through 9, and a war broke out in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But as they did not prevail, nor was the place found for them in the heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, and he was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So this, when we look at this particular verse, is giving you the conclusion of the matter that he is finally, him and his angels are cast out. So all what Paul talks about, principalities, powers, all these beings on top of Satan are finally cast out of, they no longer will have access to the heavenlies. They're cast out and they come up on, they descend upon the earth. So you have a double whammy that's taking place, because these demons and these fallen angels that have been in prison for thousands and thousands of years, they're released. You have a demonic, satanic horde of beings that are released from the abyss. And then you have those fallen beings that are fallen, have fallen from the heavenlies, come down, and they're ready to rage war, but they're ready to use deception and other stuff. When we look at the book of Revelation, and you begin to see this, it's in context that it's actually a judgment upon unbelieving, rebellious mankind that takes place. Also, too, when you read the book of Revelation, anytime that the beast and his system do something against the saints of the Most High during that time, judgment, these vow judgments and trumpet judgments, all these things take place, and they become even more intense. So he's going to deceive the majority of mankind, which 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 says, for people will be given over to a strong delusion because they love not truth. That's not just going to be the world. It's going to be folks that are professing Christians who revered walking in lies and deception and manipulations and other things and all. They're going to be given over to a strong delusion, and they're going to be given over to the son of perdition, which is empowered by the dragon, the serpent, that old devil, and they're going to lead many to eternal damnation. So we see this occurring. We're going to the last verse. It says, Revelation 12 and 12 says, therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. So when this ultimate event occurs and they're cast down into the heavenlies, it's going to really cause a lot of things occur up on the earth that we see in Revelation, where things that are occurring that men will wish to die and death will flee. You see all kinds of things that are going to take place for those that don't believe, an unbelieving world. And eventually, all these individuals, both spiritual or angelic, that are fallen and rebellious mankind, going to end up in the same place. The ultimate end game of that is the lake of fire. So there's so much deception that's going on out there. There's an escalation of people that are worshiping Satan. And we have to just make sure that we don't drink the Kool-Aid. And we have to understand the times where you're seeing SatanCon and you're seeing all these hip hop music videos that are taking place that have the satanic imagery, or even within these movies. Even a lot of these movies are prepping people, are conditioning people for when this event occurs. You look at things like the DC movies such as Shazam, and it's talking about these gods popping up. And then you look at even some of the Marvel movies and just other things and all. People are truly being conditioned for this. But it's not going to be like what they think it's going to be, because the Bible gives us what will occur. Well, amen. God bless. We said earlier this will be a short lesson. Hopefully the hearers of this word are blessed by hearing this. Pray for me as I pray for you. This is the End Time Shofar End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast, signing out. I'm your host, Gerald, the End Time Shofar. God bless.